name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we have a very special guest on a special mission. If we look to the history, we will find that the lecture of today is the cause of hundreds of thousands dying and hundreds of millions dying every day. You cannot imagine how difficult is the lecture of today. We are going to speak about the word incarnation. The word is
incarnation.
This word is only in Christianity. And regards one person in this whole world who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, I don't have to give your attention, and later on we can give you the shift with all this information. So the word incarnation is a special word for only one person in the whole world. It is not for me, not for you, not for any person, not for any creature except the Lord Jesus Christ. And the word incarnation, you can find the whole Bible, the Old Testament, with all the prophecy, and the New Testament with all the achievement or the fulfillment of the prophecy as regards this word, which is incarnation. You know, all the non-believers in Christianity, especially the Muslim, are against the incarnation. And they succeeded to mislead or to deceive many people to not believe in the incarnation of God. And that is why all the non-Christian people, as we will see in the Bible, will never enter into the kingdom of heaven. And because of the word incarnation, many people start to become against Christianity and resist Christianity. And a believer in Christ believe in incarnation, and then the battle started and the fighting started between the people believe in incarnation of God and the people did not believe in incarnation. And one of the biggest heresy in the whole world is the heresy of Arius. It was against the incarnation of God. What is incarnation and why it should happen and how it happened? This is our lecture today. In order to speak about incarnation, we need at least 6 months of study, all of us, a difficult subject. But we take the very simplest thing in the Bible on our level to understand what is incarnation. The word incarnation, here we pray the Gospel of the Morning, the book of St. John, and we reach to the word become flesh. And the meaning of incarnation, I speak right now. Do you see my word? Do you see my word? Nobody can see my word. If my word is a form or a shape, you can see my word. You understand? Now, we have right now something in this atmosphere, which we call electromagnetic waves. If we have a TV or a receiver or a computer, can receive this word from the air that we cannot see by our eyes, and this machine can transfer the waving or the moving of this wave, electromagnetic wave, and they make it a form of a picture. So we can click on the TV and see a picture. This picture actually was something here cannot be visible by our eyes. So God cannot be seen by our eyes. I cannot see God. Because if you imagine the power of God is behind my eyes. If I'm now in the presence of God in heaven, I will melt. I will vaporize. I will disappear. Because God who created the sun and put it in its side, in its place, look how the sun is big and how the sun is very high temperature. We cannot measure the temperature of the sun itself. By specific measurement, it is higher than we imagine in Fahrenheit, you know? So God who did this is much, much greater than the sun, because the sun cannot burn God. So in order to see God, the word of God took a form of a man or a flesh. That's why we call the incarnation is the word became a flesh. The same one. Now, the word incarnation means that the Son or the second person of the Trinity is in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. One God. And the second person of the Trinity, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, was incarnate or made or take a flesh. You understand? Take a flesh. And in the person of Jesus, we call this incarnated God is Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to save the world. The presence of God on earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Now we can realize the word incarnation. The presence of God on earth in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot see God. In order to see God, He is able to take a form that's visible to our eyes. And by this way, we say the incarnation, it is the presence of God on earth in the person of Jesus Christ. And in the Bible, we will read this verse, God was manifested in the flesh. You understand the word manifested? Or appeared? God appeared in the flesh. And this is the meaning of the word incarnation. We will answer these three questions very quick in order to let you to have just what we call introduction about incarnation. But the word incarnation, we have many, many books and many fighting in the whole world, and many theologians and philosophy start to speak about incarnation to comprehend or to understand that how God manifested in the flesh, how God appeared in the flesh. It is not easy. If I give you right now a big, 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 big thing and give you a small container, and I told you, put all these big things in this container. Of course, nobody can do this. How can I make this, for example, this room fit the whole church? If I give you the whole church and tell you, put all this whole church in this small room, it is impossible. So the word incarnation needs the Holy Spirit to let me and you and everyone to understand what this means, incarnation. How a big thing like God cannot be visible and unlimited, the most huge power, the most huge thing can be appear in a form of a tiny person who is me, person like me and like you, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Isaiah, there is a story about a king, and this king is the king of Judah, called Ahaz. And this king find all of a sudden the whole Israel and Syria is coming with a huge number of soldiers to attack them. And they are very small, tiny country. And these two big, 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 big countries with all their soldiers, with all their army came to attack him. Then the Lord asked Hosea, why you are scared? Why you afraid? He said to him, moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask, it is either in the depths or in the height above. He told him, ask anything. If you want me to destroy all these two countries, all this army, I will do. Ask anything. Then Ahaz, the king, was scared when he heard the voice of God. Then he said, no, I cannot ask God anything. Then God, moreover, said in the verse 14, we have to remember Isaiah 7, 14. Isaiah 7, 14, chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. What is this sign? Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, for God is with us. So God told him, don't fear that if you ask anything, it would be impossible. God himself will give you a sign, and the virgin will conceive and give birth to a child, and this his name will be Emmanuel. And this is a sign God is going to manifest himself, which is unexpected or unmeasurable thing God will appear and through a virgin. So there are big two signs here. A virgin will conceive, and this is impossible. And then we never hear about a virgin give birth to a child in the whole world. I will never hear this anywhere in the world, because this is a miraculous thing that the virgin will conceive and give bear a son. And this son, who is the Son of God, will call him Emmanuel, mean God with us. God will come to our body. God will come and dwell in this flesh, in this person, and call him Emmanuel. And we will find the achievement or the fulfillment of this nice prophecy. Isaiah the prophet came before the Lord Jesus Christ by 700 years. So 700 years, this prophecy was said on the mouth of Isaiah the prophet at the time of Ahaz the king. And then we will find later on in the book of St. Luke, chapter 1, now this is the 6 months after the angel appeared to Zechariah the prophet and told him that his wife is going to give birth to a child, called him his name John, and she was 90 years old, and her husband was 100 years. So we'll see the miracle of the Lord of God. A man 100 years and his woman 90 years, and then will give a child. Then after 6 months, the angel came to Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Imagine and see how the word of the Bible is very, 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 very accurate. This angel not came to any country, but to a country of Galilee and named Nazareth, like New Jersey and Homedale. Galilee is like New Jersey, and Homedale is like another. To a virgin betrothed to a man, a specific girl, not any girl, a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. The man was, his name was Joseph. And in the house of David, not any Joseph in the world, but a specific Joseph in the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. So they are very specific. Yani we cannot miss this girl. We cannot miss the country, we cannot miss the house, we cannot miss the husband. And there is a specific character is mentioned by the mouth of the angel. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And all of a sudden, you imagine that a little girl is sitting in a house and the angel appeared to her. She was, of course, anyone would be scared. But when he saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and consider what manner of greeting this was. Virgin Mary was a very simple girl. She loved God since her birth. And she said, what happened? What's this kind of greeting? Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And I hope that any one of us can find the same verse. You find favor with God because you are here with us. Everyone finds favor in the eyes of God because God chooses us to be his elected or his chosen people. Then, and behold, you will conceive. Imagine here a virgin, the same prophecy in Isaiah. And you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. God will give you a son, you know. A virgin will give a son, the same thing. And he shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. Imagine, one will reign forever. And we cannot imagine, if I am a king, I can't reign forever. I will die. Where is all the president of America? We have how many presidents after now? There is no one of them reign forever. Although he's the most strong man in the world, but no one of these president reign forever. How he reign forever? He reign in me and you. And up till now, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ everywhere in the world. He will reign forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. Imagine the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ right now in the world has no end. We cannot say it is ended. You know, the reign of Reagan ended, the reign of Roosevelt is ended, the reign of so and so is ended, but the reign of the King of the Lord Jesus Christ has no end up till now. And when Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know I am not married, I do not know a man, and she vowed that she was going to be virgin for her life, because she is a Nazarite to the Lord. Then the angel explained to her, and the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High, of the Highest, will overshadow you. Therefore, also that the Holy One who is reborn will be called the Son of God, will be the Son of God. And here, and there is nothing here, and therefore this God, nothing will be a impossible. Now, this is how incarnation happened in a very simple way. A verse in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and the fulfillment of the verse in the book of St. Luke chapter 8, when as we mentioned, verse 35, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, how a virgin gives birth to a child. It is a miraculous thing. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, also that the Holy One who is born will be called the Son of God. Is the idea of incarnation just to come when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, or it was started from the time ago, or we do not know the time of the incarnation? Can anyone explain this to me? We speak about hell. Right now we speak about when. Okay?
It's forever.
Started when?
There's no start.
Started when the incarnation.
When Adam sinned.
Very good. But it was not when Adam sinned, but we heard about it when Adam sinned. You understand? And we'll prove this. The incarnation, the existence of God, Abuna Ibrahim Sharaf Lokal Spiral Affair, the Holy Trinity?
No, next
week.
Next week.
Okay. Will you say that the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God? Amen. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the three persons of the Trinity, is one God, is one person, is one thing. And we'll explain this in the other time. But one of these persons, who is the Son, the Word of God, God exists, and we know God through his existence by the creation, and by his word, and by his spirit. God, when exists like me and you and everyone, I am have now, I can speak, and this is express what is in my mind, and I am still alive by my spirit. And this is what we call God exists by his presence. We call the Father because it's the origin of everything. And every word comes from the mouth of God, we call it as the Son of God. And God exists in his word, in his mind, and is a living God by the Holy Spirit. Now, we will see next slide. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 4, each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. We will understand this now. Who, being a very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped or grabbed. So this is to prove to us that the incarnation is the presence of God among us, as I told you. Everyone look to himself and consider yourself, and look that God, who being very nature God, did not consider quality was God something to be grasped. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. And but made himself nothing. Imagine God, who is unlimited, make nothing. I am nothing. Every one of us is nothing. Just very tiny person, a very tiny creature. Make himself nothing, taking a very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as man. So God manifested himself as man. And this is very clear in the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Being appeared as a man, he humbled himself and became a obedient to death, even the death on a the cross. Your incarnation happened through Virgin Mary by the aid. He humbled himself. He embedded himself. He made himself nothing. I cannot imagine how God is great, and this great God become a man. So he embedded himself. He made himself nothing, taking a very nature of servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance a man. He humbled himself and became a obedient to this, even this of the age that was made. Let's go back. You can write the
It will be posted to the website.
On the website, first you can write the verse and open the Bible at home. And the in the beginning, you have to understand the word of God became flesh. The word became a flesh. Here in the beginning, this is the book of Genesis, chapter 1. You can find God said, I will not let you to write on this, just to look to it. God said, let us make man as in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the flesh of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and all the earth, and every creeping things that creeps on the. Let us make man like in our image. One of the saints wrote a very nice word that God knows from the beginning that he is going to be incarnate and to appear in a form of a man. So God said that, imagine in the beginning, I need to live in a house. So I bought a land and I try to make the house the best place that I can live in. You understand? So I make the house to live in the house after I finish. So God make this house. In the beginning, when he created us, because he knows exactly that he will appear or dwell in this house. So he make every one of us like the image that he like to live in. You understand what I'm saying, or is it difficult? And what is not easy to understand either. God created us on the image that he's going to take it in the future. So he make the best image, the best house, the best place that he's going to live in. So God make, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. This is the likeness that God loved to live in and to enjoy and to come to walk on the earth like us. So he created us in the best creation. If we compare the human being with every other creation, we are higher than even the angel and the archangel. Because the angel and the archangel are spirit only, but we are spirit plus flesh. So we are, the animals are flesh only without spirit. You understand? So we are the best creation that God created, and created especially because he's going to dwell in this form and appear among us and speak to us and let us to know him through this image. In the book of Genesis, the Lord, God said to the servant, now I'm asking right now, I'm answering the second question, when this happened? When this happened? The incarnation, it did not happen at the time when the Virgin Mary gave birth to the Lord Jesus Christ, but it happened in the mind of God in the beginning of creation, before he created every one of us, and he made this image, is good image for him to live in it. And when the serpent deceived Adam and Eve and led them to eat from the tree that the Lord told them not to eat from it, and the Lord told the serpent, what he told the serpent? He told her what? Now I will put enmity between you and the woman. There is enmity between us and the serpent and the devil. We will never become friends with the devil, who will never love the devil or the devilish work, and will never accept him. So God put this enmity between the woman and the serpent, and between your seed and her seed. We are the seed of Eve and Adam. So the seed means the new generation, from generation after generation. If you plant a seed of an orange, and a tree become, and you take one orange, and inside the orange is a seed. Both the seed in the earth and water it will grow again and become another tree of orange, and we will find another orange with the seed. So the next orange, the third orange, is from the original seed. So we are from the original seed, from the woman, and he said, I will put enmity between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And the Lord Jesus Christ, if you remember the Passion of Christ, the very famous movie, and the first scene, that there is the Lord crushed the head of the serpent, and this is, and he shall bruise your head, and the Lord crushed or bruised the head or injured or crushed the head of the serpent on the cross when he died on the cross. And when his spirit come out from his flesh, the devil want to come to take the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. But this is the time that the fight between the God, incarnated God, the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the divinity against the devil, and he crushed his head at that time and opened the Hades and released all those who passed away in faith, like Adam and Eve and all these great people. God released them from Hades when he crushed and bruised the head of the serpent. So this is a prophecy to prove to us that the incarnation in the mind of God, since Adam committed the sin and disobeyed God, when he created us, in his mind, he said, this is the image that I'm going to have when I will be born on the earth, and this is the image that is going to bruise the head of the serpent. Next. But when the fullness, when this happened?
Happened just to clarify for them. So the idea of incarnation started when, before God created
Adam and Eve, created man.
Because he knew that this is the image I'm going to come and incarnate in.
Yes.
And then the actual revelation of that, of the fact that I'm going to incarnate, came in the verse of Genesis that you just went through with the serpent, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Everyone is clear now?
Yes.
So when God incarnated, there is no specific time in my mind and in your mind. When God is going to come again to judge the living and the dead, this is another verse. I will show it at the end of this slide. But today, in the fullness of time, God didn't put certain date or certain day, but in the image or in the mind of God, in the fullness of time, which is Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, he came, God sent, had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. So when it happened, on the fullness of time. In the mind of God, there is a specific time. God never show this time because the enemies around God are many, many enemies. So God make in his mind to come in a certain time in order to succeed or to achieve the goal that he's going to save us. So in the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law. Next. And I will mention some few verses from the New Testament to show us what is incarnation, how this happened, and without controversy, without any objection, great is the mystery of godliness. Is a great mystery. In order to understand it, it needs you to pray and pray and pray and let the Holy Spirit to enter into your mind, your heart, and your body. Then you will understand. God was manifested in the flesh. justified in the spirit, seen by angel, preached among the Gentile, believed in the world, received up in glory. When he ascended and after his death on the cross and go to Hades and send it to the heaven, received up in glory. So without any objection or any controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, and this is the meaning of incarnation. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by the angel, preached among the Gentiles, believed in the word, and received up in glory. Every word of this needs one dictionary, but just learn how to search for this verse and how to know it. And later on, inshallah, every time you explain anything, you read it. Next. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, the same thing. What happened? God, who at various times, in various ways, spoke in time past to the fathers by the by the prophets. God sent Moses, sent Isaiah, Elijah, Jeremiah, spoke to us through his sins. Like today I spoke to you the word of God. God sent you Abun Abraham at certain time, or Abun Abraham, to tell you about God. You understand this? Has in this last days spoken to us by his by his son, whom he has appointed an heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. God created everything by the word, by his word, by his son, or by his word. And we'll see this in the next few slides. Who being the brightness of his glory. In order to express my glory, I will do something to you to show you how I am a very great man. So the Lord Jesus Christ is expressing being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged or removed our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angel, as he has by the inheritance obtained more excellent name than before. So God speaks to us through his son. And this is to make it easy for all of you. God speaks to us through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the image of God. That is why the Lord Jesus Christ, when he mentioned all the miracles that he did it to prove that he is the image of God. He can do like God exactly. And moreover, he is God. If we have this whatever you say in your math, x equal to z and b equal to 1, then x equal to y. Yes? So the image of God show us that he is God, and he show us the brightness and the express image of God. This is the express image, meaning the first image that we can see in Jesus Christ, that he is God. This is the one. This is just to see that God was born as a child, and he appeared to us in a manger, and all we know all this stuff. In the book of Genesis, I hope that you can read this. We say the word of God became flesh. The word of God, in the beginning, God said. When he says something, this thing happened right away. So the power of the word of God is to create something, to make something from nothing. And we can find this repeatedly in the beginning of creation. God said, there let be a light, and there was a light. He says, let be a light, and there was a light. And up till now, it is light. And God separated the light from the darkness, called the light day, and the darkness is day, night. And it is the same light up to day. This is to show us what is the power of the word of God. When God says something, it will happen right away, without any delay. And it remained as is up to the end of the world. When God created Adam and Eve and told them, go and multiply and fill the earth. Up till now, they are multiplying and filling the earth. When God created any creature, God said, for example, Like the firmament in the midst of the water, this is the air, what we call the sky, or where the aeroplane fly, and the atmosphere, and it is the same atmosphere up till now. And God said, next, we will find this in every creation. God said, let the water under the heaven gathered, and he made the sea and the air, ocean, and all these next things. Everything God said, the earth bring forth grass, herb, and yield seed, and the fruits, and everything we find up till now. If we catch an orange now, and see the orange 2,000 years ago, it is the same orange, the same banana, the same thing. So God, when he created anything, put a certain power inside the seed, it maintained itself from generation to generation, without a delay, because God said something, and the word of God became flesh. And this is the word of God become flesh, who is the Lord Jesus. Let it be a light in the firmament next. And then God said then in the firmament, and over, God said, let the water bound on the sea. This is, I hope that all of you can read chapter 1 and chapter 2 and chapter 3 in the book of Genesis, the beginning of the Bible and the Old Testament. You will find all this stuff. And said, God said, and concentrating, God said, when the word of God has the ability to create and to perform and do miracles, do many things from nothing. And this is the difference between me and between God. My word, if I am a king, I can say, do this, and you will go and do it. But my word will never do the same. But it can do things through offering other people to do this stuff. But God, when he said something, he created, there is an energy, a power come from the mouth of God, from God, and create every creation according to the image that God made in his mind and to be created. So God created man in his own image and in his likeness and all of this stuff we know. And God saw everything was very great. Yes. This is the beginning, as I told you, of the sin that led God to come in the flesh. And this is the end of the story that you mentioned, and I will put enmity between you and between a the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and he shall bruise his heel. And up till now, if a serpent bite a heel of a person, can die right away because of the poison. And this is the enmity still working up till now, and that's why we didn't trust the devil or any age or any advice from the devil. Even the devil, when the Lord kick out or bring out the demon from the people, they say you are the son of God, but he rebuked them and never led them to speak. There is one slide, and that will be the end. And we can come to the New Testament, the book of St. John, you know, in the beginning. In the Old Testament, it is written in the beginning. And in the New Testament, in the book of John, in the beginning. Now you are understanding how the Old Testament and the New Testament is talking about the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning, was the word that I mentioned to you. God said, God said, God said, God said. How many slides you see God said? Yes, the word, and the word was with God. God never speechless at any moment, at any time. And the word was with God, and the word was God. My word is mine, and I am my word, you know? And he was in the beginning with God. God never, as I mentioned, speeches. He always has his power to speak, to say something. All things were made through him, through the word of God. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life. And the word of God gave life to the animal, gave life to me, gave life to every creature. And the life was the light of man. And the light shine in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Never anything affect God. God can affect everything and create everything, and nothing can affect God. Next. He was in the world. The word of God was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. The people who did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ did not know him, and he came to his own, me and you, and his own did not receive him. The Jewish people, when they did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become a children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of the blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the, what we read every day in the morning prayer, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold, we saw his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And this is to show us in the beginning, and the beginning there was a word, and the word became flesh, and we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see how great is the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to answer the three questions in a very quick way. How this happened? Through the Holy Spirit to Virgin Mary. When this happened, it was in the mind of God even before the creation. And why this happened? To save us. To save us and to appear among us, to show us the image of God and the likeness of God on the earth, to let us to know God. If I cannot reach you, you will never know me. But if I can reach you, you will know me. So we are on the earth right now, and we want to see God. God came by himself because he's the power to come. In order to come to talk to us, to communicate with us, he has to take the image that we can see this image and speak with us, with it. If God appeared now in an invisible way, how can we see him? Like I mentioned to you, all the electromagnetic wave around us, we cannot listen to this electromagnetic wave or see it unless we have a specific TV or a computer, and a receiver can receive this and change this electromagnetic wave to something visible to my eyes and audible to my ears. But actually, you cannot hear all the electromagnetic wave because my ear is not equipped enough to receive these waves and to hear it. And the same thing, my ear, my eyes is not equipped enough to see anything except the visible thing. Like right now, we have machine right now can take picture of all of us while the building is closed. And this is in the battle in the world. They have a specific machine can take picture to what inside the person, like the CT scan and all this stuff. And they can take image of all my inside without open my tummy or open my body to see what is inside. And this invisible image become visible to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, through the incarnation, with the appearance of God in the form of a man, to be among us, to reflect the image of God and see us, the power of God. May the Lord give you to understand what is the incarnation and the glory of God. And this is the end of the incarnation, which is the crucifixion, is another question. So,